Being an insurance investigator is hard work. Now try being one while suffering from short-term memory lapse. Boy, that can get dangerous.
Okay, so what am I doing? Oh, I'm chasing this guy. No, he's chasing me.
The unlikely hero with that short memory is Leonard Shelby, played by Guy Pearce. The new movie is Memento. In this case, it's the hunter, not the hunted, who leaves behind a trail of clues, napkin notes, Polaroid pictures, and tattoos. From these, he must track down the murderer of his wife. The film is directed by Britain's Christopher Nolan. Our entertainment critic, Elvis Mitchell, joins us. Elvis, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
And I guess the upsetting the traditional chronology is sort of the premise in this plot.
That's only part of it, too. Also playing with our expectations in terms of film noir and not making it explicitly sort of sexual or doom-laden in the way that they often. It's not really, strictly speaking, doesn't look like a film noir. It's set in the American Southwest. Mm-hmm. So lots of sort of like bleached out pastels and lots of sunlight. And the thing that he really does do, I think, and brings to mind Nicholas Roeg to me, is the way he sort of splinters time and redefines the concept of unreliable narrator.
Does the audience know more than the protagonist?
Well, no. The audience is put in the position of trying to figure things out with him. And the real problem with the short-term memory loss is that every time he falls asleep, when he wakes up, he has no idea what he's just experienced. So he's constantly starting from point zero, not unlike these conversations that we have every once in a while.
Ron, thanks for being with us again. Now, in this particular film, is this... I gather it's more effective than just turning the plot premise on its head just for the sake of trying something different. This communicates something different as well?
It absolutely does. And the director, Chris Nolan, made a wonderful picture for only $50,000 a couple of years ago called Following, which is another sort of puzzle picture that he played with the basically the transience of memory and the unreliability of narrator, and also how unreliable memory really is. And what he does here that's so interesting is he really makes this need to know, this probing questioning part of the character. So it's not just a gimmick. Mm-hmm. It's not just a device. And Guy Pearce is an actor who is in very fine features, has a sharp nose and like small mouth and piercing eyes. And those are kind of pinched always, looking literally like he's trying to build a question mark with his features. Mm-hmm. And you actually experience the pain that he's going through.
Look, on your recommendation, I do intend to see the film. There's a part of me that wonders how interesting a film can be when the premise is somebody with short-term memory loss is trying to track down someone.
I mean, so are you ready to start?
Yes, I'm ready to start. I guess what I mean is how hunted can someone really feel if the guy chasing them has short-term memory loss?
Well, because the fact is that this is really the thing that I think probably all great film noir are about, which is about obsession and this need to sort of make sense of one particular thing that doesn't make sense. And there's a kind of purity to that. And the movie acknowledges doing something that all films do, which is essentially playing around with time and switching things around and making us pay attention to that. But this becomes part of the process, and I think generally we're just kind of passive to the way that films collapse time. Mm-hmm. This really does make a point of that, and that's really what the movie's about, in addition to a number of other things. And it's a really confident piece of filmmaking, too.
Elvis, thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Elvis Mitchell, our entertainment critic here on Weekend Edition, who also reviews films for the New York Times. Movie is called Memento.